Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Pehei in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shneimasar, the 12th Perek, beginning Halacha Gimel, and the bottom Daf Pedal Damun Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hakoisiv Shtei Oisirs. Someone who writes two letters, that's another Malacha, Malachas Ksivo. What's the minimum of Malacha? Writing two letters. Doesn't matter if he's using his right hand or his left hand. Two letters are the same letters or two different letters. Or it's not even letters. It's just a simon be'alma. And b'chol losha doesn't matter any language. And all of them is chayof. What's the reason? It's also because of Roish, because of the sign that they were used to make signs on the beams of the Mishkan. Lay the Ezu ben Zuger, to know which beam stands next to the other one. So in order to know the order of the beams, they made a simon. So really, you not actually have to write an actual word or actual letter. It's only a simon be'alma. As long as you have a sign, as long as you know something that tells you what it is, that's good enough, as the Gemara is going to explain. Sometimes, even though a person is intending to write a full name, but if he wrote part of the name, he's going to be chayav. What's the example? Shem Mishimun. He wrote Shin Mem out of Shimon. That is a word. Shem means name. Or Mishmuel, or Shin Mem from Mishmuel. Noyach Minocher. He was applied to write Nocher, but he wrote only two letters, Nun Ches. Nun Ches is a name on its own, Noyach. Dan Midaniel. Or, he was about to write Daniel, and he stopped after the Nun. He wrote a word, Dalad Nun, which is Dan. And Gad, Migadil, similar idea. But in all these examples the Mishnah brings, it's a word that means something. It's not just two letters. It's two letters that mean, this. It's a different name. It's a name on its own. So he's writing something. He was planning to write something much larger, but he wrote something small, and he's chav on that, as I was going to explain. Zok the Gemara. Mantano Simonios, who's the one who says the Simonios is good enough? You don't have to actually write a letter. Just as two signs is good enough. That's Rabbi Yossi. In other words, the beginning of the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that as long as you have two things that have some meaning for the person who's writing them, even though they're not actually letters, he's chayav. So the Gemara, Mal b'chol loshon, afilu aleph alfo, meaning if he does two different letters, which are the same, they're both the letter aleph, but he writes the letter aleph in Lashon HaKodesh, and then he writes the letter Aleph in Greek, which is Alpha. See, Aleph and Aleph, so even though, again, there's no mashmos, there's no meaning to it, it's simonious, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Selimon v'chashleima Hashem yiten shalmato l'malon, shalmato l'malon. Selimon, we try to do simonious, as we see in the Mishnah, to know where each beam of the Mishkan goes, but maybe even if he knows where the beam goes, maybe he's going to turn them around. Maybe he's going to put the top to the bottom, the bottom to the top. Says the word kimin kulmusim ayu ois asuim. They were made like a kulmus, like a pen, meaning the bottom of the keresh didn't end in a straight line, but it was two small pegs coming out of the keresh, two small handles that would go into the adarim. So you know very clearly what's the bottom of the beam, what's the top of the beam. But still, maybe we should be choishesh. Maybe he's going to turn the beam around. And whatever was the inside of the Mishkan will be on the outside. Whereas the outside will be the inside. Because outside of the Mishkan, there was tabois. The tabois were rings that were put on the crushing on the beam. Through these rings, they used to put the brichim, to put together the Mishkan. So every beam had a ring to it on the outside, on the external part of it. So you knew what's outside, what's inside. So we said that they did simon to show which two beams were one next to each other. But maybe he's going to, instead of putting the right and then the left, he'll turn around and put the left on the right side and the right on the left side. They did the simonim ba'alachson, in an angle, not in a straight line. So the right one, let's say you had the simon was a little higher than the one, the left one, so you knew clearly what's on the right, what's on the left. We see that we're so bothered, they don't want to change the order of the beams. What's the problem to change the order of the beams? You build the mishkan like it's mishpot. What does it mean, mishpot? judgment of the Eitzim. Ela Ezu cares zocha linotem batzofon, inosem batzofon. Padarim, inosem padarim. The one who is zoicha to be in the north stays in the north. The one who's supposed to be in the south stays in the south. That's the Mishra. Mishra means the right order where each one has to be. Each one has to be in a specific place. It doesn't change around. And the Gemara learns from it the following. Ilan de Avishayo vede Barpazi. The families of Ishayo and Barpazi have a shalom mishlamaya than Ishayo b'chol yom. They would go ask, say hello, say shalom aleichem to the Nasi, who is representing as the king of Am Yisrael. They would say them every single day hello. There was a special schus for them to say shalom to the Nasi. Favel einu de Avishayo olin kadmoi, v'nafkin kadmoi. The family of Ishayo used to go in first and go out first. Azlin einu de Barpazi v'ischatnun b'nisiyuso. So the family of Barpazi eventually got married with the Nasi. A member of the family married a member of the family of the Nasi. Also, Bayu Mil Kadmois. They said, okay, so let's, now that we're family, let us go in first. Ishtal is Avemi. They asked Avemi, what should we do? Amalon Avemi Vakimois is a Mishka Kamishpot. As we saw before, the Mishka was done in a certain order. What's the Mishpot of the Eitzim? A bee was supposed to be in the north, stays in the north. The one in the south stays in the south. So in other words, also here, the family that came in to say hello to the Nasi first stays there. The one who comes in the second stays there. Train Zaryan Havu Bitsipoiri. There were two families in Tziporin, Bolvatyo Ufagnayo. That was their names, Bolvatyo and Fagnayo. Havin Shalni Mishlamaya Denisayo Chol Yoim. Similar thing, they said Shalom Aleichem to the Nasi every single day. The Bolvatyo used to go in first and go out first. Here, what happened? Paganayo, they became Tamei Chachamim. People from that family learned Torah and became big Tamei Chachamim. Hasun bo mail kadamoy. So they wanted to go in first, or people wanted them to go in first. Ishtai lev Shimon Lakish. They asked Shimon Lakish, what should we do? Shalom Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. So they asked Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon v'darsho b'midrasho der banyo. So Rabbi Yechonon went in and went to the Bispeh Shom Banyo and said the following drosho. Afilu mamzer tamichochem v'koyin godol amaretz. You have a tamichochem, he was a mamzer. And then you have a koyin godol, but he's amaretz. Mamzer tamichochem koydim l'koyin godol amaretz. You give gedimo to the mamzer who's tamichochem more than the koyin godol amaretz. In other words, the Torah elevates somebody to be in such a high level. Always the one who has Torah comes first. And the Gemara continues the PM with base. Savin meimar, maybe livdois v'lechasois v'lechachis. Maybe it applies only when you have to redeem one. Who do you redeem? You redeem them to Chochem first. Or lechasois, you have to give one of them clothing. You give clothing to the Chochem. Or lechachis, you have to feed one. You feed them Chochem first. Hali shiva loy, but maybe who sits first, maybe not. Amar avin afli shiva, even yeshiva, you give first to the Chochem. My taimo, what's the chashivas tabi chacham that is even greater than a kohen gadol? Because it says in the pasuk, "Yikari he mipinim." It's greater than pinim. Afilu mizesh shenichnas lefnai velifnim, meaning that tabi chacham is greater than a kohen gadol. So even though we said before, even though usually we have the rule that whoever was in one place, he stays there, he doesn't lose his place. But that's as long as we're not talking about a tabi chacham. Tabi chacham always takes the first place, and he even removes somebody who was there before. Says the Gemara. Reb Chaim takes away the word Tani. Vigad Megadil. We learn that you can say a word out of another word, Yuchayov, as long as if a person writes a partial word, is that's already a chiyuv, as long as that partial word has a meaning. So what is the Ba'adubai? It says, for example, Dan mi Daniel. But Daniel, you write the letter Nun Pshuto, a regular Nun. And when you write Dan, it's supposed to be a Nun Soifis, the end of Nun. It's a different type of Nun. So it's not exactly the same. So it says and as Reb Chaim points out, the same question goes on Shem Mishmuel. Because the Shem, you write the Mem with the Mem Soifis. And the Mem, you write in Shmuel, is a regular Mem. And the Mor does not answer this question. Tanim B'Shem Reb Yudo, Kosa Shtei Oy Sois Shovim, Ve'em Shem Chayov. Says Reb Yudo, write two letters, the exact same letters, but if it has a meaning, it's chayof. What's the example? Kegoin sheish. He wrote shin shin. It means the word six. Tat, which means bottom. Gag, which means roof. Rar and chach, which it's type of saliva. So it has a meaning. Rabbanan say any two letters. meaning any two letters out of a full name is chayav, but as long as it's two different letters, the Gemara goes on to explain. Ashkechas Omar, you find the what? Kalas v'chubras al de Avyudo. The Rabbanan were Bekel and were Bachmir al de Avyudo. And the Kalas v'chubras al de Rabbanan. Avyudo is were Bekel, were Bachmir al de Rabbanan. Kalas al de Avyudo, where we see the word Bekel de Avyudo. Kosas shteo yisiyos shavi. We wrote two letters which are exactly the same. V'hem shem, like the word sheish. Al de Avyudo chayav. Kurt de Avyudo chayav. Al de Rabbanan potter, because you have to write two different letters. Kalas de Rabbanan, where is Avyudo were Bekel de Rabbanan? If you wrote two letters that don't have any meaning, two separate letters that have no meaning, because as long as you write two different letters, he is potter. And the reasoning of Rabbanan is that even a mikzas melacha yuchayev, a person writes a full name, and he didn't match write the whole thing, but he wrote only two letters for the full name, is chayev, because he did a mikzas melacha. Says the one mechlafa shitos de Avyudo. We find a contradiction by Avyudo. Does one have to go and write a full name to be chayav? Does he have to weave a full clothing to be chayav? Does he have to do a full sifter to be chayav? Similar to what we said before, it's so, the extra mem, it says not a full melacha, achas means a full melacha. Me achas means somewhat of a melacha, not the full thing. If you wrote only one letter, he just weaved one thread. He just did one square of the sifter. Benapo or bekvaro in this different type of sifters will be chayov. Has to be something substantial that can be used. So one letter you can't read. It has to be at least two letters. If you put one thread, it's not a clothing. It has to be at least two threads. And if you're doing only one square of the sifters, not enough. It has to be at least two in order for it to be able to sieve. So it has to be something substantial, even though it's not the full melacha. Hakitat. What is going to be? It needs something which is miskayemis, which means if you can be used somewhere else, even though it's not the full thing they wanted to do. So Mashri have to do something substantial. And here we saw, he said, this is what we mentioned in the previous daf. Someone who hits or smoothes a piece of weaving, meaning he made it better, he made the weave ready to continue. Harei is the chayav, but he should be miyash miyodo. He's chayav because he's miyash miyodo. We mentioned before the previous daf, miyash miyodo is lav davka. He makes it prepared and smooth and ready to continue the melacha. But he didn't actually do any melacha. So you see that Avyudo doesn't require to have a melacha. Even a preparation of a melacha is enough to be chayav. And what we just mentioned before, Mashi has to do at least a somewhat of a melacha that has miskeiros b'mokom acher. So it seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yudo, and the Gemara does not answer this question. With this, we conclude Yushabi Shabbos Daf Pei Hei.